Buxton. I blame the malevolent fairy tales where the princess always presents a creamy complexion, porcelain, silk, satin, dewy as unblemished petals. And fie on fathoming witches through the coarse and homely as parton's pelts of women earning their crow's feet, scaring thieves away without straw. The muscle and mastery needed to stir sludge into sustenance, and then to scrub the kettle clean enough for brewing cures. Why is it when boys play with powerful powders and brines, it's honored as chemistry, rather than cooed at as cookery or cursed as conjuring? This is not the province of unformed chicks. Let me show you the shape of a happy ending. Not the visage of a whitewashed egg, but the graying angles and curves of a tested cradle. The invisible hands that clean up whatever's after.